Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Dappity Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger.
It's the last day of February.
Oh, indeed. Yes, it's the 28th of February, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, I guess Mozilla woke up yesterday and said, you got any spare change? Or you guys want to buy something? Well, let's buy Pocket. Now, if you don't know Pocket, well, let's just put it in simple terms. It's like a DVR for the internet. They make tools for saving articles and videos to view them later. Now, how much Mozilla bought it for? We don't really know. It's some undisclosed sum, so hush hush. Mozilla's saying that Pocket will operate as an independent subsidiary, and it's going to help bring the company to mobile devices. I know you're thinking, well, they're already on mobile, right, with Firefox. Yeah, but they don't have a lot of footprint, shall we say. Their Firefox phone project didn't go down too well. And it took them freaking forever to get a browser done even for the iPhone. So with Mozilla buying Pocket now, I'm sure they're hoping it'll be a step in a more focused direction. Twitch, yes. I'm sure a lot of you have been over there saying, boy, I love this game. I'd love to buy it right now, and you can't really do it. Well, now you're going to be able to, at least starting this spring. Yep, that's right. You're going to be able to purchase games directly from Twitch now. So if you're watching that cool stream going on saying, yeah, I could do this, or I could do it better than this, I just don't have the game, now you're going to be able to order it right then and there. Twitch is also saying games can be purchased from the details page as well, and they can be downloaded and played via the existing Twitch Launcher desktop app. Another nice thing to see also from Twitch is it will make dozens of games available from both AAA and indie studios, and even give developers 70% of the money, leaving streamers to earn 5% take on the rest. That other 25%? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it goes to Twitch. The dawn of Facebook video is here. Well, at least if you got a Samsung Smart TV. We've been hearing about it for a while, and it's now officially launched. It's Facebook app for Samsung Smart TVs that were from 2015, 2016, and, of course, 2017. Now, it's actually supposed to automatically pop up for you if you got one of these TVs from Samsung, but if it hasn't, it can be accessed by downloading it through the Samsung Smart Hub. The app, well, it's pretty much like you would see in any video app, particularly of YouTube. You'll be able to view content, of course, shared by your friends, and even top stream videos from Facebook Live. Of course, though, you can't just go in and browse around. You gotta log in with your Facebook account. And those of you still wondering, well, where the hell is the app for the Apple TV or even the Amazon Fire TV, which they said was gonna be coming? Apparently, you're gonna have to wait a little bit longer. Finally, our iPads can pretty much do anything we want with them. Perfect for browsing the net, or hell, even setting sail on the open seas. Problem is, though, once you run out of Wi-Fi, you're kind of screwed. At least that's what old British chap David Carlin found out. Yeah, he decided to set sail in a World War II era Royal Navy training vessel. And of course, he's going to use his trusty iPad for the navigation. Problem is, though, his iPad was only a Wi-Fi model. And after he lost port, he lost connection. And we all know that being on the open sea is never a good place not to be able to navigate properly. And unfortunately for Carlin's boat, it drifted into a busy maritime shipping lane, where then it was struck by a passing ferry. I'm sure you all know what came next. Mayday! Mayday! As his beloved vessel sunk to the bottom of the sea. Unfortunately for Carlin, things went bad to worse for him. He even got a £3,000 fine for breaking UK maritime laws. Oops. Just a bit of advice there for you, David. Next time, get an iPad with a data connection. Not saying your cell provider will reach all the way out to sea, but it sure in the hell will reach further than Wi-Fi. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Get on over there, check it out, get subscribed to our podcast, check out our blog over there, and our review sections too. If that's not enough for you, you can like our Facebook page at British Tech Network. You can also follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger, and of course our Slack room with our BTN community. We love for you to come on over and join us, so do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Wednesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.